Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. An Advent Promise. No word from God will ever fail. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. Luke 1, verses 30 to 33, 37 to 38. For no word from God will ever fail. As you read through the Old Testament, see how many times it looked like God's word was going to fail. See the centuries of sinners in the line of your Savior, how desperately they need him. For no word from God will ever fail. But it looks like it might as we look at our own lives. For as ugly as the history of the people of God in the Old Testament, my history, my past history, my current history is no prettier, or yours. For no word from God will ever fail. The one who enters the virgin's womb is the one who enters Bethlehem's manger, enters Jerusalem's gates on Palm Sunday, enters into death, even death on a cross, enters into a tomb only to leave it empty again, for me, for you. For no word from God will ever fail. The same word which healed lepers and caused the blind to see and called the dead forth from the grave, this word spoken to you, "I forgive you." For no word of God fails. Nothing is impossible with God. "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Mary did not demand a diagram or an explanation or a contract from her Lord. She demanded nothing. She believed. "I am the Lord's servant." God works such faith in you as well. How could you know all that's coming? For all our planning and wisdom, tomorrow can change everything. Indeed, tomorrow may never come. We don't know all that the Lord has in store for us. This much we do. The virgin conceived and gave birth to a son, Jesus, our brother, and he will save the people from their sins. Nothing is impossible with God. For no word from God will ever fail. The stuff in your life, the big stuff, the stuff that feels like too much, the struggles, the doubts, the fears, God and his word will not fail. "I am the Lord's servant." Lord, open our lips to speak with such confidence, for he has shown you his favor. Jesus is his name. We pray. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Take away the burden of our sins and make us ready for the celebration of your birth. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.